Hello, this is Alexis Levi, once again, the host of Sports 101, and we are having some exciting guests. It's been amazing. You know, it's really truly a blessing when you meet such wonderful people from around the world that are doing such great things in sports and in life. And one of the things that always makes me happy is I'm able to share some valuable information. You know, information is key. It's power. It's influence. You know, there's so much information out there right now. Okay, and we're back. Technology. I don't know what's going on there at Blog Talk Radio, but we are back. We are live. For some reason, I got disconnected, so I please accept my apologies for any inconvenience for those that are listening at this time. Anyway, what I was saying is knowledge is key, and it's really key for us to share information on how to get into college, how to get to be a pro player, how to be a leader and really be effective. And the best way to do that is by talking to those people that are already doing it, been there, done that, have done some amazing things in their lives and are willing to share. You know, it's our key in our life as Christians even, as to not only keep information for ourselves, but to get that information and share it with others. So without further ado, I think my guest is online. Let me click him in. Coach, are you there?
I am. Thank you.
Well, we had a little technical difficulty over there, but we figured it out, and we're off and running. And we thank you again for coming back today to finish out the seven C's. There was just so much valuable information that we couldn't get it in just a 15-minute show. So obviously we're here today for about 20 minutes, and I would love to start out where we were at. Once again, this is Coach Jarvis, one of the winningest coaches ever in life, you know, competing against the great like himself, Coach K, was responsible for our Patrick Ewing. You know, just you've done such amazing things. And you know, we all go through our life, as I was saying before you hooked in, we all go through our life with all these great things that happen to us, and it's our duty, not only as people, but as Christians, to give back. And so I appreciate you joining us today to give some information on how to be a leader. So many athletes need to be leaders. So many people need to be leaders within their positions that I know that it can learn some valuable information from you. Coach has written a book called The Seven C's of Leadership. So we're going to start right out with just a little analogy of the book, and let's go with the seven C's.
Okay. Well, first of all, let me give you the seven C's. And then let me plant a seed, something for you to think about.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, the seven C's of leadership. And once again, when I was trying to come up with seven, and I kept coming back to the number seven because that's the number of completion, and we all know that God rested on the seventh day. So seven is such a biblical number and has such significance, and that's the reason for seven. Honestly, I started listing all the C's that have to do with leadership, and I had about 20 on a piece of paper, and I said, well, let me select seven of those. And I started, the first C that is discussed in the book is confidence. And because, you know, you've got to not only know who you are and be confident in who you are, but you've got to know that God's with you, and so therefore it's very important for you to know whose you are. The second C is courage. And, you know, in order to be a leader, whether it's from the front, the middle, or the back of the pack, to be part of a successful team, and to do things that most people won't even think about, you've got to be courageous, you know, and just as we are commanded over and over and over in the Bible to be strong and be courageous, you've got to have courage. And you know, you've got to have the courage to get back up after you've been knocked down, and we're all going to get knocked down. And what happens is when we get back up and we deal with adversity, we immediately start to work on the third C, which is character, because adversity helps to build one's character. So the third C of my seven C's is character, who you are, who you really are, who you are when the coaches in the gym or outside the gym, who you are when, you know, you're with or away from your parents, who you are at 2 in the morning, just like who you are at 10 in the morning. So character is the third C. The fourth C, you know, in order to put everything into the plan, is you got to have the fourth C, which is commitment. And, you know, a lot of people today, when things get tough, you know, they're out. They get out the kitchen. So you've got to be committed. And I always ask coaches to define that word, teachers to define it, players. And, you know, for me, commitment means you're in it. You're 100% in. You're in it to win it. And you're in it from the beginning to the end. You're going to finish what you start, and you're going to follow through with what you start. That is the fourth C. The fifth C is communication. The words we speak start with the things that we think in our minds. Our thoughts become our words become our actions become our habits. So what we say has significance, you know, and whether it's coaching, whether it's teaching, whether it's politics, words have meaning, and words should be taken very seriously, and therefore we must think very carefully about the words we use. There were times, too many times in my coaching career, when I wish I had maybe counted to 20 instead of 10 and maybe held some words back that I was thinking before I said them. So words can have consequences, and you want your words to build people up. And the other thing about, you know, communication that is stressed in the book is how important it is to listen, how listening is part of communicating. And the great listeners and the greatest communicator of all time was Jesus Christ. And what he did better than anybody who's ever lived is he asked great questions. So you can't ask great questions if you don't really care about who you're talking to and if you don't really listen to who you're talking with. So, you know, communication. And then the next C, the sixth C, is community, the team. And one of the things that we talk about in this chapter is, you know, the commitment that God asked man and women to make when they entered into marriage. When a man and a woman marry and have a family, the thing that keeps that that family, that bond, that marriage together is the ingredient that's the most important, and that's God. My wife always gives out a little card to folks who get married, and it's got Ecclesiastes, I think 4:11 or 4:12, and it talks about three strands: the man, the woman, and God. And it's God who keeps everything together. So no matter what team you have, no matter what community you have, whether it's your family, without God, there's a good chance that that could fall apart. And then the last C is coach. I don't know why I picked that coach, but when I think of a coach, I think of not only the person who's doing the instructing, but the person who's being instructed, the mentor, the mentee, okay? And how important it is that when you build, when you're a leader, you've got to have a strong community. You've got to recruit people with character. You've got to recruit people that have the same mission that you do, so you can accomplish all the goals that you want to try to accomplish. And you got to have people that are resilient, people that will get back up after failure and won't quit. And obviously, those are seven C's, but the big C, the C that encompasses all of those C's, is Christ. And because without him, number one, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't have the gifts that we have. And, you know, and I mentioned I was going to plant a seed. And the seed that I try to plant, not many times when I'm speaking, I'll talk about, you know, I'll use the acronym, we'll use the word DUST, D-U-S-T, and D representing the fact that we must discover, with God's help, we must discover our gifts, our talents. Then we must use our gifts and our talents. We got to practice. Practice makes permanent. Practice is essential. And so we've got to use those gifts that we've discovered. And then after we've done that, we have the responsibility to share those gifts, just like, you know, we were commanded to share God's word, to share the gospel, to spread the gospel to all the nations. So we've got to share those things, those special gifts that we discovered and put into use every day. And you know what? At the T at the end of the day, we must trust. We must trust the system. We must trust the process. We must trust God and realize that we were put here for a purpose, and that each and every one of us has been put in a leadership role, whether it's on a team as a player, whether it's as a coach or an assistant coach, whether it's as a parent, the dad or the mom, whether it's as a friend, somebody mentoring a younger person, somebody who's helping make this a better world. And, you know, we got to be a part of that big team. That's the other thing about T, for team. And the team that I always talk about is we live in the greatest country in the world, bar none. And I'm an American. I am not a Democrat or Republican. I am an American. And I once again, I'm going to do everything I can to promote America and to promote its values. And yes, there are things we certainly have to improve upon. But I love this country. And I wouldn't be on this phone call if I wasn't born and raised in the United States of America.
Yes, and I totally agree. Coach, that was amazing. I love that. You know, I had the opportunity, as you know, to go outside our country. And I think every individual that lives in America should go outside the country and see the difference. There's beautiful places, just like there's beautiful places here. There's beautiful people, just like there are here. But we definitely, as you said, have a huge advantage living here in America. And if our parents were blessed enough to be here, you know, we're blessed enough to share and be a part of this great world that we live in. Now,
absolutely.
I am excited about the seven C's, and I want to go over them again with a little bit of dialogue. Okay.
Okay.
So we started with confidence, okay? And what I get out of that, and I'd like to share, as you know, most people think I'm pretty confident. I am pretty fearless, but that didn't come without a lot of prayer. That didn't come without listening to my parents. That didn't come without listening to mentors. That didn't come without reading, because you can't just step into something and don't know a lot about it. And I know that for a fact, because I've known you for a while and your family, I know that you put a lot into coaching. I know you put a lot into teaching. I know that you studied. You got your degrees. So all those things encompass, you know, who we are. And I think when I'm younger,
right,
I didn't realize that. Right? I didn't realize it as much. I thought, oh, my parents don't know anything, you know.
Yeah.
I understand, my friends understand, and that's it, right? But I think that as you grow up, you realize that, geez, you know, being a parent wasn't so easy. Parents even had to have confidence, you know, by watching their parents,
right.
You know, do what they do and then add on what they need to add on. So I wanted to share that because I think confidence is very important part of who we are as a person. Do you agree?
It really is. And, you know, the person that I always use at some point in time in my talk, maybe the first person, is my mom. My mom basically, mm-hmm. like many, many mothers, had to basically raise the family, her four kids, by herself because, you know, her husband, as great a guy as he was, he didn't really carry the weight. So my mom had to carry the load. My mom had to get up every day and go to one, two, sometimes three jobs. She would clean people's houses after she went to work. She would, cook with the help of my older sister, prepare the food, the clothes, the lunches for the next day. And she did it whether she felt like it or not, whether she was well or she was sick. And, you know, and she just made sure that she got up and did what she had to do, and she did it. And what I found out was she had the confidence that she could do it, that she could try. And she always taught me, you can try to do anything you want to do. It doesn't mean you're going to succeed at it, but you can try. And my mom tried to be the best mom, the best provider, the best support sister person that she could be. And she did it because she knew that she was never, ever alone, that God was with her, and that he was going to, he wanted her, just
make
like
away.
It says in Jeremiah 29:11, he wanted her to prosper. He meant good for my mom, and he meant good for my mom's kids. And that's how, you know, we were raised. And we, you know, and that's why, you know, when you really look at homes that are thriving, God is in the center. He's at the center of the home, and God's word is being read and being taught and being learned, and that word obviously is found in the Bible.
Yes, yes, I totally agree. I had a father that told me I could do anything I wanted to do. Don't let the fact that you're a little girl or an African American or any of that stand in your way.
Yeah.
You know, he had a sixth grade education. He was the oldest of 12. And
yeah.
So, you know, when you're in those eras and you're raising kids and things like that, the parents need the help of the oldest. You know, they can't raise all those kids by themselves. And my grandmother,
no.
who was from France, she was French. She was from France. She had all these kids, and she was very young. You know, in those days, people married young, and the family was the most important thing, and money was somewhere down the road, right? Well,
that's
now,
right.
Unfortunately,
that's...
life has changed. And, you know, a lot of people believe money is the most important thing, and all the family and everything is later. So what I also want to talk about next, sir, is courage.
Yes.
You have to have courage to do anything in life, because everybody
yes,
will
do.
Talk you out of it. I mean, if I tell you how many people tried to talk me out of having a team in Las Vegas, they thought I was crazy. Why are you moving from California all the way to Vegas? You don't know anybody there. And I said, I don't know. I just have this strong passion in my spirit that that's what I'm supposed to do. And, of course, it turned out to be the right thing for me. It might not have been the right thing for someone else, but
right.
it turned out to be the God-given steps for me. And so that took a lot of courage with adversity. With
that's
adversity,
right.
As you stated, you know, nothing comes without adversity. I mean, if you have just a straight road and everything's perfect, I mean, you need to write a book. Okay, because everybody I know has had some sort of adversity, even if it didn't come from them. It came from a family member, a friend, an associate,
mm-hmm.
whatever the case may be, right? And then
yes.
thirdly, you mentioned character. Okay,
well,
I just want to talk
before,
about those three. Courage,
okay,
adversity,
before we go
and character.
To,
okay,
before we go to character, let me just hit on a couple of points in terms of courage. And like you
okay.
said, you've got to have the courage to get back up. We live in a society right now where many people don't even try. They don't have the courage to try for a couple of reasons. One, they're afraid to fail. And one of the lessons and one of the sayings I always had with my players, and that is the only time you lose is when you don't learn. So even if you don't win the game or get that A on the paper or get that job, you can learn from that experience. You know, but you've got to be courageous. You've got to be strong. And we live also in a society right now where a lot of people are basically being raised with the idea that they're owed something. That we live in this, you know, in age of entitlement. You know, I mean, I hear of people talking about reparations, for example. Hey, listen, you know what? If our parents were waiting for somebody to give them something, you know, okay, we wouldn't be having this discussion today because we wouldn't have gone through what we had to go through. So, you know, the name of the game is, in order to win the game, you got to be in the game. And if you're in the game, play the game to win. And if you don't win, learn lessons along the way. And I'm sorry, I just wanted to add that while it was fresh
no,
in my
that's
mind
perfect.
Because, okay,
yes.
And you were just getting into character, I believe.
Into character.
And yes.
Yes, your character is your integrity. And, you know,
that's
a lot
right.
of times people don't know you. I've had people say rude and indignant things about me that I'm like, that is not me. You don't know me.
Right.
You think
right.
you know me. And I think, but
right.
we have to know ourselves and we have to know our strengths and our weaknesses. Is that correct? And
that is so correct.
To exemplify that character, that God-given character that you've been given, you have to walk in courage, you have to be confident, and you have to know who you are. I love that part that you said, know who you are. Give me some more of that.
Well, you know what? Like I said before, you know, God gave each and every one of us special gifts. But a lot of people never discover what those gifts are, and then they never use them. But we've got special gifts, and you know we've got to basically use those gifts, not just for our own selves, but to help other people. And you know that the person who we are really are, I mean that defines our character. And a lot of people, Alexis, get mixed up with the words character and reputation. You know, it's not about what other people think about us. It's most mm-hmm. important who we are and what we think mm-hmm. of ourselves. Okay, you know, what was the, in one of my writings I wrote about the fact that, like, you know, you look at a tree and, you know, the bark on the tree or the leaves on the tree is like the reputation. That's not really, but the stump that you know,
the root,
the tree itself, the roots, right?
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. the tree. That's mm-hmm. who the tree really mm-hmm. is, you know, and that's what grows out of the ground, and that's what you end up seeing, the fruit from that growth. And that's the same with us. I mean, we were put here to bear fruit and then to basically help other people grow in their faith as well.
Yes, I love that, and I agree with that totally. Let's move on. We have about 2 minutes, so I want to get down
okay.
to commitment. Okay, I just want to get
okay.
into that time set up. Commitment.
Okay.
Commitment to me, I probably am the most persevering, committed person in my whole entire
mm-hmm.
circle. You know, because
yep.
once they say, well, you're like a pit bull. Once you get your teeth in something, you believe in it. And I think the thing that I want to share and I want to have you second on is commitment doesn't mean just because you commit today, it's all going to happen right now.
I've
been in this business now since 2006. I've been in sports business. And,
yep.
you know, I had lots of adversity because I was a woman, and I had lots of adversity because I was in a sport that was mostly men, and why is she here, and why don't she just go away? And I had to figure out my fit within the infrastructure that I wanted to stay in, and that
right.
took huge commitment because it's like walking in a ring with a boxer, and you get punched like 100 times, and you know you're going to get punched 10 more times, but you stay
yep.
there. You know, because
yep.
you're committed to be there to the end. Talk a little bit
yes.
About the youth today and also the young adults and even adult adults that are not committed, what you see out there.
Well, once again, we live in a Mac world. I mean, everybody wants it like this instant, right now, fast, furious. It doesn't happen that way. I mean, one of the greatest gifts that we could, skills that we could ever develop is the skill of patience, being patient, and knowing that things are going to happen, not on our time, but in God's time. You know, we make plans, God laughs. You know,
mm-hmm.
we think, and a lot of times the things that we want are not the best things for us, and sometimes we have to be patient. It took me 10 years to get the job that I initially wanted. When I came out of college, I wanted to go back to my high school and be the head basketball coach. But God said, no, I got to prepare you to coach one of the greatest players who ever lived in Patrick Ewing. So I'm going to have you work for 9 years as an assistant coach. And then in the 10th year, I'm going to make that job that you wanted available. And you know what? I am so grateful that my wife and my family supported me and continued to encourage me, and I stuck in there. And, you know, because without that commitment and the support, because commitment also means this, you've got some people supporting you, you know, things don't happen.
Yes. Well, sir, I mean, this has been an amazing, amazing interview, and I'm going to have to have you come back one more time to get those last – you're giving such great nuggets. I can't deprive the audience of what, you know, wisdom that you're passing on to them. And so we're at our 30 minutes, but we can get back together sometime this week and finish it out. Is that okay?
Well, we can, and I'm sure you already told the people how they can get this incredible book that took 70 years to make, 73 to be exact. All they do is go
wow.
to my website, CoachMikeJarvis.com,
yes.
and it'll pop up right away, and right now they can get the book and a complimentary ebook to go with it, plus free shipping and handling for a very, very low price of $19.95, I believe it is. And so anyhow, the book is available at CoachMikeJarvis.com.
Perfect. And we're going to put it on our site, and we're also, when we
Fantastic.
Mail out, we're going to make sure that the link is connected too, because the link is
okay.
actually connected to this episode as well. Okay?
I love it. Yes.
I
I'll tell you
what
I'm
doing.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
And I love what you're doing.
Yeah,
and I love what
Coach
you're doing,
Ed.
And I'm glad that you've involved me in it.
Oh, Coach. And we'll talk really soon so we can get the last pieces of what you call the nuggets of wisdom.
Okay. Thanks.
All right.
Have
Thank
a blessed
you.
Day. Okay.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.